USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump wants investigators to stop going through the stuff seized at his Florida home. The former president filing a motion Monday demanding the stop until a special watchdog could be appointed to review the evidence. Just earlier, a Florida judge issued an order unsealing parts of the affidavit used to justify a raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Three Arkansas police officers are suspended after a video went viral showing them beating a suspect outside a convenience store in Mulberry near the Arkansas-Oklahoma border. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson confirming he spoke with the Crawford County Sheriff Jimmy DeMonte about the incident.
I thought his comment that they hold the officers to a high standard, immediate action was taken, and that was important for the public to see that in this case.
This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A joint military training session is taking place this week.
The United States and South Korea begin their biggest combined military training in years Monday as they prepare for a North Korea nuclear threat. The drills could draw an angry response from North Korea, which has dialed up its weapons testing activity to a record pace this year while repeatedly threatening conflicts with Seoul and Washington, D.C. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable team in the NFL. That's according to Forbes, which puts the team's value at $8 billion. It's the 14th consecutive year the NFC East champions top the list. The New England Patriots, the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams, the New York Giants, and the Chicago Bears round out the top five. Week 2 of the NFL preseason winds down with the New York Jets hosting the Atlanta Falcons. That game kicks off just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The rural town of Las Vegas, New Mexico is estimated to have just a few weeks of water left. City manager Leo Mastis says they're working on a long-term plan to rebuild a water supply.
It is disheartening to our families and our children to not know that they may not have water in a month from now.
In the short term, Mastis says they want to decontaminate a lake nearby. Residents were forced to flee months ago from a wildfire that destroyed hundreds of homes. 8-year-old Emmett Bailey won the kids' division of the USA Mullet Championships. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Emmett talks about his hairstyle.
I've been sporting it for 2 years, and I wanted cool hockey hair.
His mother says she was not on board at first, but it has grown on her. The Wisconsin boy beat almost 700 kids for the title and $2,500. Businesses in China have started to buy land near United States military bases. The purchases have raised red flags for many as China has threatened the United States with serious consequences following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast tells Fox Business this is a big issue that needs to be addressed.
That is a bigger threat than what was the Cuban Missile Crisis.
The governor of Indiana is currently visiting in Taiwan this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.